Bez Hashem, we're in the middle of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, starting with Rosh Hashanah, ending with Yom Kippur, and the Avodah is to do Tshuva. However, there's a challenge in Tshuva, that Tshuva is to grow, to be a different person, not the same person that did the Chet. How could we do that? Like, it's something which you need something very deep to change inside in order to really be Chayza B'Tshuva. As Rosh Hashanah is the Aseiros, we're having a din. But after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is over, we're not in the Matzav of Din. So the Matzav of Din is not going to last with us for the whole year. As what's really going to keep us, what Aseiros could we have inside of us that could keep us to do a real tshuva for the whole year? That's really the challenge of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is being makabel something, but it's really going to last. How could we do that? As L'Choira, the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel, has a very powerful suggestion. The Rambam says that even though Tkiyah Shofar, the Tkiyah and Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is Gzeiras HaKosev, Abarem is Yeshboi. It's coming to be Ma'ira person. Uri Yishenu Mishinaschem. Hikitsu Mitadu Meiseichem. From Hevle Azman, that a person is Isaacin all the time, and Zichru Espairachem. What he says here, how do we keep Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur for a whole year? People are good people, they don't want to do bad things. But life is so busy, there's so many distractions, there's so many things going on. The Eitzara makes, there's always something going on in life with children, with spouses, with business. There's always something going on. Bizman HaZeh, that many people have a smartphone, that's also a very big distraction. There's loads of texting, and life is so busy. There's never a dull moment, but there's never a moment. We're always busy. There's always something going on. We always have pressures and lachats. As what the Shofar is coming to teach us is to have a little bit of a different outlook in life. When we're so busy, we're really in a deep sleep. The flow of the world is putting us to sleep in our Avodas Hashem, is not letting us to accomplish and do what we really can. And the Shofar is coming to remind us once a year to give us that shot. Start making time for what's important for you. Start thinking about what's important. Zichru es bayrachem. Remember, you're here with a mission, you're here with a purpose. Accomplish what you were put in the world from. And the first thing is to remember Hashem, and what does Hashem want from you? That's the wake-up call of the Shofar, and lefi zeh, it could do a tremendous change in a person's life. There are many gemaras of Yesh Koinoi Lomoi V'sho Achas, the one of Avodah Zarah Daf Yud, Yud Zayin. There are other Gemaras where people changed, made life-changing decisions. It came because something went in very deep to them. They chab something. What did they chab? They chab what life is about. They chab something very deep. I need to get away from what's distracting me, what's pulling me away. And each one in his own light, how he chabbed it. As that's the avoid of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, to really look at ourselves and see what's pulling us away, what's so busy, and how we could be able to. And it's a twofold avoid. Number one, to be mispoinen in Hashem, that is ma'ar us to wanu, and it needs work. You have to be koiveya itim. You have to make time for what's important, for limud ha-Torah, for limud musar. And you know something? For shalom bayis, for family, for different things in life that are important to you, you have to work to make time. It's not going to happen naturally. And you'll see, if you put an effort in it, it's going to happen. So, to finish up with the Rabbeinu Yoina, he says, Im ein ani li mili, is coming to teach us a very important lesson in life. Many times we hear Divrei Chizuk and we're ma'ir from it. If I'm not going to constantly think upon that chizik about what I heard, and I'm not going to work to happen, mili, it'll be like many times, wow, we heard a gevaldige chizik, and then life went on, we forgot about it. The only way to really bring the Musar into life is to work to encompass it into your life, to think about it and develop it and enhance it. Bezat Hashem, the Shofar should be, was our wake-up call. Very deep inside, it did something. We have his dumbness now to think what we want to grow in, how we could grow. We should have siyata d'shmaya to be mis'aleh biyachad.